Well, good morning to Maxine DeHart. Easter is just around the corner, Max, this is sort of that time of the year, families gathering, banquets together, families on the road, going to visit grandma, wherever the case may be. A lot happening in your business.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Max.
Are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Good. I was waiting.
Well, I
was having a nice chat with Gurinder.
Okay. Well, I was just starting out by saying that in your business, there is so much that is going on because it is the Easter weekend. People on the road to go visit grandma, people out and about, families having a meal together to celebrate Easter and so on. And I opened the door by saying there's so much going on in your business in this city.
Well, there is. So are we going to talk about my first article?
I'm waiting for my computer to open it, and it just keeps staring at me, which is why
I'll start.
You open the door. Yep.
This is something that you and your employers and Bell Media have always supported me in. So what I did is I announced this week, Phil, that to save the date, Thursday, October 17th, that we are going to do another drive-through breakfast. And I'm really excited because I have your company and all your radio stations have, of course, are big sponsors and have decided, of course, to come in again. So what I wanted to tell you was that the new owners of the Ramada, they're the Durrally Group, the Judge family, they came to me. They're very community-minded and asked if we, if I would entertain having another drive-through breakfast here at the Ramada. So they're very excited. They want to welcome everyone to the hotel and that morning, as so am I. And they're really excited because they very community oriented and they want to meet the people and whatever. So we are going to do it October 17th. We have City of Kelowna, RCMP, of course, Bill McKinnon. He's going to be doing all the traffic in the lot. He will be here. And a lot of other companies, including yours, are, of course, coming on board. So I'm very excited. So mark your calendar, Phil, because, you always call me on that date. You know where my phone is.
We'll be there. Absolutely. Hands down. Just absolutely no question whatsoever.
Yeah. So thank you. I want to really thank you because you've always been so supportive. And we're really excited about it.
Okay. I want to take a moment to pay tribute to an individual who has worked here in this building, Bell Media and 99 Virgin, Move 101 and AM 1150. She and I have been friends for all of the 24 years that she has been in this building. And Diana Arend, who was the promo queen, as we used to call her, driving all of the promotional adventures taken by our various radio stations, effectively bidding farewell, saying goodbye to us, and moving over to Valley First Credit Union, where she will take over marketing and community investment on the 8th of April. It is a hop, skip, and a jump away, but given that we're going into the Easter weekend, I just wanted to pay tribute to her.
Oh, for sure. And, I've known Diana all those years, too, because of the drive-thru, basically, and, my association with you. So anyway, I had a nice chat with her. She's really excited. You're right. She's going to Valley First Credit Union in their downtown office. It's located in the Innovation Center right in downtown Kelowna. She tells me her last day, April 5th, at the radio station, and she'll begin work with Valley First on April 8th. Very excited. And, I think it's the perfect job for her. I mean, she, because that's what she does. And I was very, very excited for her. So, yeah, wish her luck.
Okay. We've just done so. And there's something else that I want to go to. It's the reality that Kelowna's sister city, Kasagai, Japan, effectively reaching out to this city and through our sister city connections, if you will, have collected donations totaling over $15,000 for people whose lives have been impacted by the fires that ripped through the valley. There are times that I really find myself receiving questions. Why do we have this involvement with Kasagai? And how did this happen that we're part of the sister city? And this is a movement that started, I forget how long ago. But I think that the that the relationship, if you will, between the city of Kelowna and Kasagai, Japan, evidenced by Kasagai Gardens, just there by the Queen Bus Loop, Queensway Bus Loop. I think that that garden still to this day speaks to the power of sister city relationships.
Well, and you're right. So what's happened is, like you said, Japan heard about our fires. They've collected $15,000. They're on their way to Kelowna, some of the delegates. And actually, when I was chamber vice president, before I was a city councillor, I went with Walter Gray and Doreen, and a bunch of us went to Kasagai, which was fantastic. So what's happened now, because they have had a terrible time with their earthquake, we are trying to reciprocate. So the Kelowna Kasagai Association is hosting a two-day event at the Mary Irwin Theater to support Kasagai. So what they're doing on April 2nd from 6 to 9, they're going to have a concert showcasing Okanagan and Kasagai musicians. And then on April 3rd, all day from 10 to 8:30 p.m., you can go. They're going to have Japanese performances, workshops, presentations. And it's all activities are by donation. We're not asking people to pay. They're asking you to come at the Mary Irwin Theater, have a good time, perhaps put some money in so we can reciprocate to help them with their earthquake.
Well, there are people who get their cynical hat on. And then, of course, when you put your cynical hat on, you also somehow acquire this sneer, I guess, if you will. And I just find myself looking to people who want to say, you know, tired of this. We don't need this kind of relationship anymore. Why do we bother anymore? Et cetera, et cetera. Do the people of Kasagai really care about this city? And do we give a fig, if you will, for what goes on in Kasagai, Japan? And I think that that we just give evidence and reason for it to exist.
Well, you know what? I could talk to that. I think, and this is my opinion, and we have a great sister association here, Kasagai takes us very, very serious. Sometimes I think that Kasagai takes us more serious than we take them as a association. They love to come over. They pay for everything. Like, this isn't a charity thing. If we go to Kasagai, we pay. If they come here, this is out of, you know, and they do, and they take Kelowna very, very serious. They come. And it is a wonderful association. It's been about a 25-year association. And most of you do have it. And, you know, Bill, I look at what we give the government, you know, federal, provincial, mostly federal. They give to others. They give to cities. And when there are disasters that happen, we try to help everybody in the world. Well, this is just a little way we can help in Kelowna. And I think it's just great. And I agree with you. Sometimes we have to have these things that make us feel good and to know other people in the world and to help them out. And I mean, they came to us first with the fires. We didn't ask for this. They came and said, here, we have collected this money. We are bringing it to you on our own dollar.
Yeah.
So this isn't charity.
Yeah.
This is them coming and saying, here you go. We're paying our own way. Please come visit us.
Max, well said. It is just one of the many, many stories in this week's column, Straight from DeHart with Maxine DeHart. Suggest that if you want to know more, you should come to our website, am1150.ca, or you can get a copy if you like the smell of newsprint and ink on your hands and your fingers. I happen to. Grab yourself a copy of today's edition of the Kelowna Capital News, and you can find the column in the Cap News.